Parshat Acharei Mod has in it the Avoda of Yom Kippur. And one big part of the Avoda of Yom Kippur, of course, is where we have the two goats. And one is taken and brought as a korban, and one is taken and thrown off a cliff, known as the Seir Lazazel. And what happens with these goats is that there's a goral done. The two goats are brought in, and there's a lottery. One of them has Hashem, and one has Lazazel on it, and you pick it out, and then this one gets brought as a korban, and this one gets thrown off a cliff. And the Gemara Yoma comments that it's the goral that makes this one a chatat. Not Hashem didn't decide which one. The goral did. It's not that Hashem decides also the goral. But you didn't decide, just say this is a... Every other korban, I bring a korban, I say this one is an olo. It's an olo. This one's a chata. It's a chata. Here I didn't do that. What decided? The goral. So says the Ber Yosef, you know what? This reminds me of a story. Because the Medrash has a beautiful Medrash about the story of Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel. What happened to Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel? Well, the Nevi'i Abal were saying all sorts of lies and being false prophets, and Eliyahu needed to prove to them that they were wrong. So this was the test Eliyahu did. Eliyahu said, you're going to bring a korban? And I'm going to bring a korban. If your korban, if a fire comes and burns up your korban, Hashem accepts you guys as the Nevi'im. And if the fire doesn't come for you and it comes for mine, then I'm the true Navi and you're all wrong. Okay, pretty good test. And what happens? So the Medrash tells us that the cow that they wanted to bring as their korban, he said they were so careful. They wanted to do a laboratory test. You know what you have to do in a laboratory test? What do we have to do? We have to make sure that we eliminate all other factors. So we had to get two equal cows. What are two equal cows? The same size, the same weight, the same value. It shouldn't be that they'll have an explanation. Oh, you know, the reason why your korban was accepted is because you brought a better cow. And the reason why you gave us the skimpy cow. No wonder Kaddish Baruch Hu accepted yours. And it doesn't prove that you're the real Navi. We're the real Navi. Had we had your cow, we would have done it. So he had to eliminate all those factors, like a laboratory test, right? The blind and the control group and the X factors. He had to get rid of all that, right? He had to make sure that everything is lined up. It's a completely fair trial. So they had to have two equal cows. So guess what? It says the Medrash, the cow had a conversation with Eliyahu. What was the conversation? The cow said, hey, why does your cow get to be a korban to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm being taken to be a korban to Baal? So he gets elevated, and he makes a Kiddush Hashem in the world, and he's, Olam Haba for the cow. I don't know what happens to them, but good stuff happens to him. And me, I'm causing a Chil Hashem. I'm going to be a Korban to Baal. I don't want to do that. So Eliyahu said, no. You're part of the Kiddush Hashem too. By you not being accepted, and by my Korban being accepted, you're part of it. So nonetheless, he says, I'm not going unless you give me over. I don't want to go over to them. And that's what the Midrash says, that Eliyahu did do that. So that was the Midrash, that's the story with the Nevi Abal, and we know how it ends, that Eliyahu's Korban was, and everyone declares, yes, Hashem's the true God, and of course not Baal. What does that have to do with the Goral? The Goral is the same thing. The Gemara tells us we need two equal animals that are being brought. One is the Korban Lashem and one is Lazazel. They have to be the same height, the same mara. They have to look alike. They have to look the same. Okay? Now, I'm from Manhattan, so all the animals look the same to me. But the people who know that this is a scrimpity goat and that's a hush of goat. There's people in the know in these things. So the people knew these are two quality goats of the same quality. These are two peas in a pod of goats. Okay? And two of a kind. And then the same height and the same value. It's not like one of them was underfed and this one would cost $1,000. This one costs only $500. These are two equal goats. And then the Goral comes and says, this one is going Lashem. And the Ber Yosef goes at lengths about what happens to the other one. How he's thrown off a cliff and his brains get busted all over the rocks. And then really this elaborate, I don't know, just disgusting thing happened to him. How he's going from the... One is going the highest of the high, Mizbeach, Tashem, and one is getting thrown off a cliff, going down into the Tahom, into the deep pit, a spare there. Why? Because this one got lucky. Same thing. Just like that cow was saying to Eliyahu, hey, how come this one gets to be a korban and I have to go down to the pit? So these two goats were also the same. And you're supposed to look at this avoda. You're supposed to look at this avoda happening and seeing how one goat, which started out, they both started out the day the same, and one of them got elevated, and one of them went to the worst ending. Says the Bar Yosef, that's what we're supposed to see, and we're supposed to think that about ourselves. Because you could also have two people do the laboratory settings for them. Two equal people, they each did 700 mitzvos and 312 averos, and they each gave the same X value to tzedakah, and they everything the same going for them, except for one thing. One of them did tshuva appropriately, and one of them didn't do tshuva appropriately. And therefore, the one who did tshuva appropriately, he's going to go to shul, and he's going to daven, he's going to be there for the avoda, the korbanot, and everything is going to happen for him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive him and inscribe him for a good year, a year of success, a year of health, and parnasa, and atzlacha, and naches, and rios, and safety, and all the brachos, and all the milos. And the other guy, he didn't do tshuva. So yes, of course, he did a few mitzvahs, and he'll get rewarded for the mitzvahs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach kol chataya. Of course, he's going to give him reward. But he didn't do tshuva of all those chataim. And he did a nice number of chataim. So you know what's going to happen to him? He's going to get the klalos. But we started the day the same. We might have even been twin brothers, raised in the same home, same circumstances, and one of us is being elevated. And we started the same. The koma, the mara, the value, just like the two goats. But yet one of them ends up elevated and one of them not. So for there, it's the luck of the draw, the goral. The goral makes it. But you set your goral. By you deciding to do tshuva or not, by doing tshuva properly, if you do tshuva properly, you get elevated. And if you don't, then of course, you fall and you get punished. So that is the idea. Just like the two the cow, why am I being selected for this? And the goat, why am I being selected for this? Well, for them, it was random. But for us, you're supposed to watch this, look at this ceremony, and say, well, I don't want that to happen to me. And for us, it isn't Goral, it's Biadenu. It's our ability. It's our ability to do proper tshuva, and we can end up elevated and rewarded with Hashem's Hashkach and protection, rather than Chas V'Shalom, the alternative. So remember that always, your opportunity to do tshuva and be elevated, it's Biadechem, it's your ability, it's not the Goral. Unlike this sheep, this goat, this cow, the cow in the Eliyahu story, the par in the Eliyahu story of the goat and the Seir Lazazel, started out the same and ended up getting bad luck of the draw. But it's up to you. You can avoid the bad luck of the draw by doing proper tshuva.